We want to pray for the family of Cy Howenstein, who went to his heavenly home last week. His celebration of life service is at 2 tomorrow afternoon at the Cheyenne Methodist Church. Ramona Rhodes had a fall and broke her shoulder Thursday night, and she will be having surgery this morning. And Evelyn Herndon and family, her husband Damon is on hospice, and they've been told his time to go to heaven is coming fast.
You know, these are actually pretty good requests. When we hear about a loss of a loved one, I understand the sorrow and the pain. But what a glorious day. To live is Christ, to die is gain. You know, for those that are in Christ. Let's pray for these families of Cy Houston. Father God, we pray for this family today. Lord, we know that he has gone on to be with you, but his family remains here. I pray for their hearts. I pray for their home. Lord, I pray for healing inside of them. It is such a painful thing to lose someone that we love so dearly, to know that they're not going to be knocking on the door. They're not going to be walking through the house. They're not going to be doing certain things to in the next few days. But Lord, we pray that their heart, the family's heart, will heal. We pray that you give them hope. We pray, Lord, that you would activate the peace that passes all understanding for them. Give them comfort today, Lord. I pray today for Evelyn Herndon, Lord, for her husband, Damon. I realize, Lord, that he's approaching his time very clearly. Lord, until that final moment, we believe in your healing power. Lord, if that's so your wish and desire, let it be done. But Lord, if you choose to take him on to be with you, then we pray for Evelyn and that family. Lord, that you would give them the peace and the assurance. We pray that you would give them the power and the glory of your name to see things through. Lord, bless these families today. Father God, I pray for Ramona Rhodes. The breaking of the shoulder, there's nothing more painful than that shoulder, Lord. It's amazing how often we use those muscles and we use that connection, Lord. You are the healer, and we pray today, Lord, that you would give her that flexibility in the time of rehab. Lord, I pray that the pain will be minimal, but the extension would be positive. Father, I pray that you would bless her abundantly. Bless her indeed, Lord, to continue on through this, to rework the new shoulder that's coming into place, Lord, and let it be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today, O Lord, we pray your covering upon all who are hearing your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Heart-to-Heart Pregnancy Clinic is having a baby bottle boomerang challenge.
Yes.
They toss you a baby bottle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You fill it with change, dollar bills, checks, mm-hmm, whatever, mm-hmm, and then you toss it back to them.
Yes.
Perfect. Your change can help change lives.
Amen.
If you would like to be a part of the Baby Bottle Boomerang Challenge, all you have to do is contact Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic to get one of these baby bottles. You can find them at 500 South Lusk here in Elk City. You can contact them at 580-243-2229. And if you're out of state or out, mm-hmm, of town and would like to donate, you can send that to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648.
What was that P.O. Box number?
2122.
Yes. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And let us not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here in the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title for this morning is Creature of Habit.
That we are. We are creatures of habit. Now, we've been talking out of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 24, and we've been referring back to verses 17, 18, and 19 for a little while, and we've been talking about excluding the old habit, because the only way that you can really make a difference as a creature of habit is that you've got to be able to push old habit, bad habit, out of the way and really take on a new habit. You have to create that new habit. Now, I want to remind you just again, just real quickly, what I talked about at the very opening statements is that changing of a habit really depends on the personality of the person, the motivation that the person has to change this habit, the circumstances that it takes to change the habit, and the habit that's in question itself. All of those things come into play. And so I knew that when I was going to talk about this, that I have to bring in that natural instinct of the individual, because every individual is different. There are some people that can break habits, and there are some people that can't break habit. I want to start this second part, if I may, with a testimony of my own life. And for many years, I was introduced to drugs early in my life, and I always entertained drugs. I never depended on drugs. I didn't go wholeheartedly into it. I didn't follow the drug line or the drug traffic. I didn't hang out with a lot of the kids that did that. I was introduced, when I say early in life, I was introduced at age 12 to marijuana and then some amphetamines, and then later introduced into some speed, into cocaine, and then alcohol was always a part of that. But I lived with a family that was not accepted in. My mom and dad always took us to church. We were always in church, always involved in church. And so I always had this little conscious feeling inside of me saying, a little bit's okay, don't do too much, don't get overwhelmed, don't get too wasted, that kind of thing. And it just created a habit in my life to where I didn't like getting out of control. I didn't like getting wasted when I knew that I had something else that I had to do, but I liked getting high. And so I had this constant habit in my life of a little bit was just enough. As I got older, then that little bit wasn't enough. I had to have a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more. But I always kept it on that line to where it was just feeding me. Now, here's the difference, that it wouldn't do I didn't go into a full-blown addict addiction to it. And I'm being careful with that because there's a lot of people that are going to disagree with me on that. And I get that. This is my word, not anybody else's. To me, I kept saying I wasn't a full-blown addict in that, but it got to the point to where I never went time without it. I never got wasted to where I couldn't think about what I was doing. I always just rode with it in the plane. It was just like how some people had to have a cup of coffee every morning. I just had a shot every morning. And I just lived in that realm of that life. Now, here's the testimony. When I became super convicted of that was in my life, and I became guilty, and I knew that was not acceptable, I knew that wasn't the right thing, and I knew that God couldn't take me any farther with God. I had to make a choice. Either I was going to let that lifestyle rule my life, or I was going to change and let God rule my life. And it came to that day-night decision. It came to that dark-light decision. I had to choose either to stay with that, which was working fine with me. Everything was good. I was partying. I was living life. But I knew that I wasn't going to be able to keep the family that I had and keep that lifestyle. That I was going to lose that family part of it. I was going to lose everything on the God side of this. I couldn't keep that anymore and keep that old way of life. God said to me, Kevin, choose you this day who you will serve. Are you going to serve the old habit or are you going to create a new habit? I chose God. Now, I'm just telling you my testimony. I chose God. And God helped me at that moment. The addictions that I had to have every morning, I no longer had to have the next morning. The characteristics of having to see this, having to party with that, having to be there, having to do this, having to live that lifestyle, having to be that character, having to be that way, I no longer had to do that anymore. God created something inside of me that said, I don't want to. I want to do this. I want to change this. I want to be a different person. I want a different habit. I want a different characteristic. And I had this longing, this desire to be that. So for the next several weeks, I had the confrontations and the circumstances. It was amazing what I'd been paying for. Now, all of a sudden, my friends wanted to give it to me free. And I had to say again, I don't want that old way. I want the new way. I had to exclude. I had to make that choice. No longer walk that way. I want to walk a new way. So there had to be this change coming in my life. And can I tell you, I have never regretted for 1 minute making that change in my life. Never. I have never regretted working for God, being in the ministry with God. I never regretted just being a Christian and living for God and just going to church and sitting on the pew. How awesome that is. But nothing can compare with following the ministry that God said, I want to call you into a service for me. And I said, yes, I want that. I made that choice. I had to exclude the old habit, but I had to make a conscious effort, a daily conscious effort to embrace the new habit that was coming my way. You have to embrace it. You have to accept it. It's not like, oh, wow, now I see what the future is going to be. Oh, wow, now I know what it's really going to be like. Oh, wow, this is going to be great. Because living a Christian life is not easy. I don't care who tells you that once you get saved, everything's a bed of roses. They are a liar. Look them straight in the face and say, you're lying to me. I will never forget the day that I preached a message in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York, entitled, I Choose the Alternate Lifestyle. It was really big when a lot of homosexuality was coming out of the closet. A lot of different alternate lifestyles were being advertised. And I went, no, that whole lifestyle is being accepted everywhere. But I can take you into places where if you say I'm a Christian, you're going to be stoned and carried off. I choose to be a Christian. I want to be Christ-like. I want to be the different person. I can take you into places to where the alcoholic smoking and the drinking is all accepted. It's just accepted just the way it is. The whole gambling lifestyle is all accepted. We have many of those facilities here in Oklahoma that you can go into, and it's just accepted. Just go be it. It's fine. It's not. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. No, yeah. Let that continue on. You follow that habit, it'll take you down a road where you don't want to go. It'll hold you longer than you don't want to stay. You have to make a conscious awareness to embrace a new life. Come over into Christ. It's difficult to live for Jesus. It's difficult reading your Bible. If you're going to sit down and you're going to create a habit to read your Bible, you will go to sleep. It's better than sleeping medicine anywhere that you want to take. Just sit down and say, I'm going to read my Bible, and you'll find out that's when your friends will start wanting to come over. I'm going to sit down and read my Bible, and that's when your mama will call, your daddy will call. I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. That's when your kid will call with a problem. When you make that statement, I'm going to read my Bible, at this time, every day, the devil will onslaught everything that he can to throw at you. You have to embrace that new habit that says, I listen to your children say, this is my time, you get lost. To your parents, this is my time, I need you to get out of the way. To your boss, this is my time. No, listen, this, and you go, Pastor, that just doesn't work. Yes, it does. Set your alarm an hour earlier than normal and sacrifice your time when everybody else is still asleep, because they can't do it. They can't wake up that hour early. You make the sacrifice and embrace that habit and watch what God will do for you. Yeah, but Brother Kevin, I get up at 5 o'clock already. You know what? I had to go to the hospital the other day very early in the morning. It was like 4:15 in the morning. I was on my way to the hospital. And I noticed how crowded the gym was. That the new place downtown where they all have to pay for a membership to get in, and they go down there and they abuse their body for a little. I'm teased with, but I was amazed at 4:15 in the morning. It was packed. Man, they were in there working out like crazy. And I'm going, if they can make a sacrifice for that, then why can't a Christian make a sacrifice for an hour earlier of their time to read the Bible? We have to embrace the new habit. Let's look at the scripture, Ephesians 4, verses 20 through 24, just four verses. And let me read them to you very quickly. Let's make this strong. Let's look at the God side of this. We're going to get rid of the old. We have to embrace the new. But you have not so learned Christ. This, remember, this is Paul. Remember what he said? And I testify in the Lord. I'm testifying with the word of the Lord. This is God's word to you. This isn't Paul's education. This isn't Paul's point of view. This isn't Paul's perspective. This is God's word to you. This is like Paul, this is like an Old Testament prophet saying, hear the word of the Lord. This is an Old Testament prophecy style saying, thus saith the Lord. Think about it. This is what Paul's saying. Thus says God to you. Verse 20, you've not learned Christ. If you're still stuck in a bad habit, if you're still stuck in the old way, this makes people mad. And I'm not saying it to make you mad. I'm just saying it to bring awareness. If you're still stuck in 1960, you have a problem. If you're still stuck in 1980, you have a problem. If you're still stuck in the year 2000, you have a problem. If you're still hanging out in 2020, you have a problem. Move on. The rest of us are moving on. Let's live this life with Christ. If you have not so learned Christ yet, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct. Look, you've heard the Lord. You've trusted in the Lord. You read his Lord, read his word, but yet you don't put off that old lifestyle. You don't put off the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust of his nature. This is God speaking to you. If you can't break that lust off, you know Jesus is the right way, but you can't do it. Look at it. Keep going. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's what it takes. It takes a renewing of your mind. It takes a new mindset. It takes a different way of thinking. I don't need that. I need something new. I don't need that mindset. I need a new mindset. I don't need an old set of rules. I need a new set of rules. I need a new guidance. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God. Oh, come on, somebody hear me this morning. You were not, I don't care who you are or what you're going through, where you're at. I know that sounds really bad, and it always sticks in my mouth when I say it. I don't care who you are or where you've been. Yes, I do, very much. I care a lot about that, but I need to make a point. Don't give me, this is where you were raised, or your mom and dad was this way, or this is a genealogy curse that's been put on you. Don't give me any of that. I don't care how bad it's been. And the reason why I care, does that make sense? This is a double negative thing. I just need to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. I care a lot about you, but at the same time, I don't care how hard it's been because I know how good my God is. I don't care about how far you've gone down because I know how good my God is. Look at what it says right here. You renew that spirit in your mind and you put on a new man. Grasp it, embrace it. Put on a new man which was created according to God. The devil never created anybody for his pleasure or his purpose. God has created everybody for his pleasure and his purpose. God created you. So why are you giving your life over to the devil to take advantage of? Let God have you back. He created you for a good thing. He created you for a strong thing. He created you according to his will and his purpose in true righteousness. God created you for true righteousness. God created you for true holiness. Woo! I can get excited right here. I can preach right here for a while. God created you for that, righteousness and holiness. So why are you living a life of wrongness and evilness? Because you're stuck in a bad habit. Get out of the bad habit of sin. Get out of the bad habit of evil. Get out of the bad habit of wrong. Get out of the bad habit of unrighteousness. Get out of the bad habit of unholiness. Get over into the new habit. Embrace this new habit that will create in you righteousness and holiness. Get past it. Get into the place where you know that Jesus can teach you new things. Listen, if you really want to change, here's what you need to do. Go read the book of Genesis and read the Gospel of John. The book of Genesis and the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is a mirror of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, the Word became flesh. It is a mirror in between you. Learn what Jesus is teaching you and know how Jesus walked through this life. Know how Jesus overcame the devil. You do exactly what Jesus did, and you'll let that old habit go away and you'll embrace a new habit. If you truly want to embrace a new way of life, then start following the things of Jesus. Just read the Gospels. Just read that. Just read one book for me, the Gospel of John. I'll even make it even easier for you. The Gospel of Mark is the smallest of all the Gospels. It is, what is it word? I apologize. The word in my brain is compromised, but it that's not the word. It's compressed. It's condensed. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. The Gospel of Mark is just a condensed gospel. That's all it is. It's all of it put into one little thing. You can read the Gospel of Mark in about 3 hours if you just sit down and read it. It's not that long. You can wipe it out and you can say, yeah, I read a book in the Bible today. It's the Gospel of Mark. It's all there. I love the Bible. Get back to the Holy Bible. Know that's your guideline. That's your pattern. This is going to make people mad. I apologize for making you mad, but I will not apologize for the Word of God. There are so many people today that will spend 4 hours watching news that is not the truth, and they won't spend 4 minutes reading the Bible, which is the truth. If that makes you mad, good. Listen to it again. Stop watching the lies and the fairy tales of news broadcasting and start reading the truth of a holy living God in the Word of God. Get back to the Bible. The psalmist said, it's a new song that will change my life. Put a new song in your heart today. Listen to this app of The Rock and put a new song in your heart today. I love it. The Bible tells us we need a new heart. We need a new heart. We need a new spirit. Get that new spirit. Stop going on the negative and start taking the positive spirit. There's nothing positive about the old way of life. Take on the new spirit of life. The new wine. Come on. Get some new wine inside of you. Let it flow and let it bring the joy. Let it bring the celebration. And I'm not talking, I have no idea the names of wine today. The one that came to my head was Boom's Farm. I don't know why. Can we all laugh on that? I have no idea what the new stuff is today. But you know what? I'm not talking about the from the grape fermented juice. No, I'm talking about a new spirit, a Holy Spirit wine coming from heaven. Get a new appearance from your eyes. Get a new look at things. Get a new lease on life. Get a new hope that's inside of there, that new wine. I love it in Revelation chapter 2. He says there's a new name written down in heaven. I want to take you just for a minute if I can. I love that thought in Revelation. God told me when I was making the change and I let my old life go and I got a new life coming on. He showed me in Revelation chapter 2, I think it's around verse 17, where it says there is a new name. And he wrote a new name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, my new name. Have you ever thought about that? Can I take you on a little journey that the Lord showed me one day? He said, Kevin, your parents gave you a name when you were born. They had to tell the hospital your full name. And they gave the hospital Kevin Earl Akins. That's my name. My name, Kevin, is just a name that my mama liked. The name Earl is the middle name of my grandfather. And I'm a second born into the family. Therefore, I take on the mother's grandfather's middle name. A lot of people don't know it, but that's a historical culture. That's how they keep track of names of the male families, and that's how the genealogies of the names travel on down. I know where the Earl comes from. I know where the Earl is based. I follow my genealogy all the way back to Iceland. I'm a Viking at heart, whether you like it or not. And they took that, but God spoke to me, and one day the devil was picking on me, and he was like, Kevin, everybody knows your name. Kevin, everybody's got you. They know your reputation. They know what you were. You can't hide that. You can't change that. And I was crying to God. I was like, God, I'm fighting this so hard. Could you give me just a little nugget? Could you give me an insight today? And it was like the Holy Spirit sat on my shoulder. I know this is strange to some people, but he pushed the devil off of my shoulder. And I saw the angel of light settle my shoulder and push the angel of darkness away. And he said, stop listening to the past and start hearing your future. And I said, but it's so difficult. I don't know how to do it. He said, because you're still listening to the natural name called out Kevin, because the devil only knows the name Kevin. I said, then help me figure this out. He took me to Revelation chapter 2, where it says there's a new name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the holy angel, the light angel of light, said, when the Lord is sitting beside the throne of God, making intercession on your behalf, he doesn't say, Father God, please take care of Kevin. He says, Father God, take care of this name. And it's a new name that's written down in heaven, and we won't know that name until we get up to heaven. But the devil doesn't know that name. The devil doesn't have access to the Lamb's Book of Life. The devil doesn't have access to that new name. So when Jesus is asking God the Father to bless that new name, that my name's written down in heaven, God's blessing me. The devil can't intercept it. The devil can't intercept it. The devil can't intercept it. Did you hear what I said? The devil cannot intercept that blessing because he doesn't know where it's going. He doesn't know who it's going to. He doesn't know who it's for. Oh God, give me a blessing today according to the new name that's written down in heaven. I want to tell you, if this doesn't help you get a new habit, then something's broke inside of you that needs to be fixed. And God can fix it. That's what he masters in. That's what he wants to do. I want a blessing from the new name that's written down up in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let me tell you, this is a new thing that's happening. I hope you got that. I want to take you to Isaiah 43, verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 19. I'll say it one more time. Isaiah 43, verse 19. This is the word of the Lord. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall not you know it? Question mark. In other words, you're going to know it when it happens. He said, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You will know it. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Only God can do this kind of thing. Only God wants to do this. Oh, Pastor, how do I get that? How can I get that new thing in my life? You must be born again. You must make a conscious effort that says, I'm leaving the old man. I'm excluding him. I'm putting him out. I'm marking him off. And I'm embracing the new thing. I want a new life, a new heart, a new way. I want Jesus Christ. And when Jesus comes to you and he says, will you choose me instead of your old wife life? I want you to say, yes. Yes, Lord. I let the old life go and I pick up the new life today. And he says, today you will be born again. And today I will create a new thing for you. And your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus starts praying to the Father for a new thing to happen to you in your life. And as those new things come about, you've got to embrace them. Embrace the new habit, the new life. Exclude the old habit, the old life. Create inside of you the things that God wants created inside of you. From the very beginning, let it become righteousness. Let it become holiness. Let it become the new habit. You are a creature of habit. Period. We all are. We're created that way. The problem is that we pick up old habits and they become dominant in our life. We try to form a new habit. We just don't give it time. We must embrace it so that we're not going to let it go. If you want the blessings from that new name written down in heaven, you got to hold on to it. The longer you're a Christian, the better it becomes. It's never a bed of roses, and it's never really easy, but you can't match it with the world. The things I experienced in the world cannot compare with what God has done for me. The heights that I've been at, I mean, I've been to some pretty incredible places. They were pretty remarkable. I don't know if I should share it. I'm going to. I'll never forget seeing Chicago live in Dallas. Awesome. Some of these people that are listening don't even know who Chicago is. What an incredible concert. Don't remember how the night ended. Don't remember the next several days after. Don't remember. But I remember that night at the concert. Cannot compare. Not even close to compare. Or where God has taken me since then. To concerts that have been so much more aware. That have lasted 3 or 4 days later. To places where God has taken me to that I never dreamed even possible of being a part of that place. God has blessed me according to the new name that's written down in heaven, not according to the old Kevin of the world. If you want a blessing today, God can do it. You got to embrace it. Can I pray for you? Father God, let me close today with a prayer, Lord. I pray that everyone that hears me today, that they will bow in prayer and ask for their name to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they will choose to let the old habit go and pick up a new habit today. And when that new name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Jesus, you begin to intercede for them to the Father God on His throne, that when the blessings are ordered and the steps are ordered from a righteous person, those things are ordered from heaven to come down to this person with a new name. Father, I pray that they embrace that new habit and you begin to walk with them and teach them and show them and give them life more abundantly. We ask these things in the holy, precious name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. Amen.
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 Amen. So before we sign off, would you be so kind and share your church,
oh yes,
the location, times of services, and anything else that you would like to share?
Listen, we are located at First Assembly of God here in Elk City. Address is 2701 South Randall. If you take Randall Street and you go south to I-40, right before you cross over I-40 on the west side of the road, three great big triple crosses. That's sort of our logo, is what we go by, the three crosses that are high and lifted up. And Jesus said, if I am lifted up, then I'll draw men to me. And that's the purpose of the high lifted crosses. We have Sunday morning service right now, and we begin at 9. We gather at 10:30 for our morning worship time. We have small Bible studies at 9:30 for that previous hour, and then we start gathering at 10:30, and then the service actually begins at 10:45. We have a special guest coming this coming Sunday. It is a lady missionary to the Arab world. Her name is Michelle Castle, and we are so looking forward to her, to hear her story of how she got into this, how she listened to the call of God as God sends her into the Arab world. Just amazing what she faces and amazing what she does. Incredible. And so love for you to come and visit. We love visitors to come. We love those that want to stay and join us and hang out with us and continue with us in worship and praise and worship. And we love that. But we love visitors just to come in and hear. And I always take advantage and love to scream at people while they're coming to the church. A lot of people don't want that. I get that. I just get excited. I can't stop it when I talk about Jesus. It's just the way that it is. We also have Wednesday night services where we have Bible study as well as a full-blown family type services. Every age group is covered on Wednesday night. We have something for every age group on Wednesday night. And most of that all starts promptly at 7 o'clock. Come a little bit early and find a place. And so, love to have you. Love to see you.
Good work. Good work.
Thank you.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Kevin Akins. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.